To the Hour of the Time, and I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome.
You gonna go eat now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be in after the broadcast.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have been paying attention lately, a lot of things have been going on. And a lot of hoaxing is happening. Hoaxing. And I mean big time. These aren't little stuff. This is big stuff. There were messages flying around on the internet claiming that Galaxy 5 was going to be tripped off the line on purpose to collect insurance, and there was another one that said that they were going to trip Galaxy 5 off the line with a Y2K drill, and then they were going to blame all this on the Leonid meteor shower. And of course, Richard Hoaxland was repeating all of this crap on the Art Bell Deception Show for repeatedly, over and over and over again. And some of this stuff is absolutely incredible. There was purported to be an extraterrestrial signal coming from EQ Pegasi, which is the constellation of Pegasus. And I'll show you why that's important in just a little bit. You'll learn. it's hard to make people understand all this symbolic gobbledygook that tends to build you toward millennium fever, so that if you're convinced that everything that's happening is being brought about through the fulfillment of the Book of Revelations or the prophecies of Nostradamus or Joseph Smith or anybody else that you want to name, I don't care. There's 50 million people out there who have made prophecies over the thousands of years of the existence of the human race. And the goal of all of these things is to convince you that prophecy is being fulfilled so that you will not oppose or resist whatever happens in the bringing about of the one world totalitarian socialist government. You see, if you're convinced that it is fated, that God has preordained it, that there is nothing you can do to change it, you will not oppose it. You will not stand up and fight the good fight. Instead, you will cower and wait for the tribulation or the terrible plagues or the machinations of the Antichrist or whatever it is that you've been taught to believe, and you will not oppose it. And you will believe that if you can just survive a period of 3.5 to 7 years, depending upon who you're listening to or how you interpret the Bible or the predictions of Nostradamus or Joseph Smith or the Indian tribal elders or, you know, whoever it is that you're listening to, then you will be one of the 144,000 that will rise up to meet Jesus in the clouds, or you will be the new sixth root race that will repopulate planet Earth and create the utopian world, or you will be the people who will be saved by the benevolent space brothers who will come down at that time to rescue us from ourselves and do a very stupid thing in my book, and that would be take us to their planet so that we can survive all of this stuff. And I'm telling you right now, none of it, not one single bit of it, is going to happen, period. It's not going to happen at any mysterious date at the end of this century and at the time that the new millennium comes tripping into existence. They want you to think it is so that they can get rid of all opposition which must come from religious groups, ladies and gentlemen, because the New World Order is totally without religion. Totally without religion. It reverts back to the old paganism of Rome and the ancient Celtic tribes and many other things. And you see it every day. And if you can pay attention all around you on television, on the internet, in Hollywood movies, Disney movies, which brings me another point. You should all be boycotting Disney products, Disney movies, Disney television, Disney everything. They're brainwashing your children big time. Since Walt Disney died, Disney, you know, Disney always was into the New World Order, whether you know it or not. Walt Disney was a 33rd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite. And since Eisner took over, it is really bad. It is so bad. It is terrible. In fact, Disney is involved in pornography and all kinds of other things. But anyway, if you look around and you pay attention, you can see this brainwashing taking place on a daily basis. And one of the ways that they divert the minds of the sheeple away from what's happening in the world and convince them that prophecy is being fulfilled, and they have people on like the biggest phony in the world, Sean David Morton, predicting or pretending to predict future events, and all of these other things, Richard Hoagland, and I could go through just a big long list, if you know, and Art Bell just fuels the fire and just eggs it on and eggs it on. And so there are a minimum, we know, of 15 million people listening to his broadcast every night who are sucked into these things. I mean, literally, sucked into it. And they cannot live a day. They cannot go a day without their shot of nonsense, fairy tales, insanity, if you will. And so, don't go away. When I come back, I'm going to spill the beans on some of this stuff and expose it to the light of day, not the other light. So I'll be back. Were you aware, ladies and gentlemen, that according to Art Bell, Richard Hoaxland, and Peter Gersten, there is supposed to be something coming from the vicinity of EQ Pegasi? They're even saying that there's extraterrestrial spaceship on the way to this Earth and that they have intercepted its signals. And that it will land on December the 7th in the great state of Arizona, right in my yard. Right in my yard, ladies and gentlemen, near Mount Eldon. And there's another faction that says either the same spacecraft or another one just like it is going to land at Casa Grande, where they claim the United Nations has set up a military compound. There's that compound word again. But, you know, I live here. And so we've checked. The only thing at Casa Grande are tourists and some very old Native American ruins. Very interesting ruins, I might add. There's nothing going on around Mount Eldon, period. They're telling people to take airplanes or cars or whatever they can and go to Sedona, Arizona, because that's a safe zone. You cannot be harmed if you're there. It's due to vortex energy, you know, and the presence of a great cult of goddesses who, of course, will wave their magic wands and work their machinations of illusion to protect you. And that should be all you need to know. You know, you're supposed to go there on faith that Peter Gersten and all these other people are telling you the truth. But are they? No, ladies and gentlemen, they're not. They're so full of crap, it's coming out their ears and polluting the water table. That's how bad it is. Let me elaborate just a little bit more. They say that this is all a part of what they call Project Samson. Project Samson. And concurrent with all of this Art Bell, Hoaxland, and Gersten hysteria, there's another story entitled The Spark to Ignite Revolution, which has been circulated all over the internet and through the so-called patriot groups, you know, the people with nothing between their ears who just pass on rumor all the time. Go all ballistic off the deep end every time they hear a new rumor. And we're going to talk about that too. And all kinds of things. This is just incredible, but let me sort of clarify a little bit. If you've been listening to Art Bell, you've heard a lot of this. And if you've been listening to other radio shows, you've also heard some of it. If you've been reading the papers, some of it has been in the newspapers all across the country. And on the internet, on the internet, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the internet is the greatest home for wackos, escaped mental patients, social misfits, liars, disinformation agents, and just plain bullshit that I've ever seen in my entire life. It's incredible. If you don't have hip boots on, ladies and gentlemen, and a big BS filter, you shouldn't even venture out into that realm at all. You have to be a very discerning person who likes to check things in order to surf the net. Otherwise, you get caught up in the sewage, and before you know it, you will become a part of the sewer system with all the rest of them. So you have to be very careful. Here's a statement, a press release, released by David Oates concerning Richard Hoaxlands and Art B.S. Bell and Peter Gersten's baloney. News release from David John Oates, and he did this on the 13th, which was Saturday. I was going to give you all of this stuff yesterday, folks. I believe it was, it may have been Friday. And I was going to give you all this stuff yesterday, but City Councilman Udall had to come up here, just had to tell me that he was crooked and resurfaced our road so that he could sell a couple of real estate lots, and so that preempted all of this. So you're getting it tonight. Anyway, here's what David John Oates has to say about the whole thing. There has been much controversy recently over the mysterious date of December 7th and the, quote, Samson, end quote, project. I have watched this controversy build up from the sidelines, and my concern has now reached a point where I can be silent no longer. This information is bogus. It did not come from a secret government source. It came from my offices and reverse speech analysis. 3 months ago, I found a reversal on Defense Secretary Bill Cohen that said, quote, bring in NASA with December's 7, end quote. I posted this reversal on my private website at that time. And you can go there and see it. It's http://members.tripod.com/, and that little curvy looking thing, I don't know what you call it, David_Oates, spelled O-A-T-E-S, /reversals.html. That's reversals. The word is plural. .html. And he continues. I had numerous conversations with Richard Hoagland about this and other reversals, including a reversal found on Dan Golden on April 1998 that said, Samson's now December, end quote. I am somewhat dismayed now to see this information now circulating in a grossly misunderstood form, being quoted as coming from sources other than the ones from which it came, reverse speech analysis. I am unconvinced that the December 7 reversal refers to a date. It could mean any number of things. 7 astronauts, 7 asteroids, 7 events. The list is endless. The same as the reference to Samson. I am unconvinced that it is a secret project name. Samson is a metaphor in reverse speech that simply means great strength that is easily seduced and weakened. I am now dismayed to see this information circulating the internet, supposedly coming from a secret government contact. So let me state in very clear terms. This information is bogus. Its source is not from a government source. It came from misunderstood and misinterpreted reverse speech analysis that could refer to just about anything. Signed by John David Oates, founder and developer of Reverse Speech. And let me explain to you what reverse speech is, ladies and gentlemen. He simply discovered that by taking and recording anyone talking, he could play the recording backwards and sometimes would hear what seemed like a hidden message. And you can do this with anyone. The only problem with that is randomly, certain words, when they are spoken by anyone, when played backwards, will say something entirely different. It is not a Freudian choice of words that conveys a secret underlying message. It is a bogus, it's not science, it's baloney. But it's a lot of fun, okay? But these people claim that, you know, they can play somebody's speech backwards and it tells their real meaning and intent and all of that kind of stuff. It doesn't. And that's the name of that tune. But anyway, it tells you where Hoaxland and Bell and Gersten got this Project Samson and the date December 7th. They got it through conversation with David Oates, who had done some reverse speech on Mr. Cohen, who is the Secretary of Defense, and other people. That's where it came from. Totally bogus, totally baloney. And now let me tell you what it's really all about and why people are promoting this so strongly and why this is just about all you're hearing on the Art Bell broadcast and from Richard Hoagland and Peter Gersten. Peter Gersten's just been flooding the internet with this crap. And so here's the real story. It's called, remember my book, the name of my book is Behold a Pale Horse. Well, this is called Behold a White Horse. Or it has a subtitle called Wagging the Dog. Art Bell, Richard Hoagland, and Peter Gersten are at it again. There are no alien transmissions being received from EQ Pegasi, which is the constellation of Pegasus, or anywhere else. There is no alien starship on its way to this Earth. There is no military buildup on or anywhere around Mount Eldon, Arizona. There is no military buildup at or around Casa Grande, Arizona. There is no military buildup of any kind at or anywhere around Dead Man's Pass or the Sacred Mountain Trading Post. There is no unusual military activity anywhere in the state of Arizona whatsoever. I know because I live here, and I am in touch with our people all over the state. There is no Project Samson being conducted in Arizona or anywhere else. There will be no extraterrestrial landing anywhere in the great state of Arizona or anywhere else, for that matter, on December 7th or any other day. Concurrent with the Art Bell, Hoagland, and Gersten hysteria, another hoax is being circulated concerning Andrews, North Carolina, that could result in someone being killed. In fact, shortly after this hoax was released on the internet, someone in Andrews took a shot at a federal agent, and the bullet grazed his head, just barely missed killing him. And I believe it's because of this. The federal agents who are actually in Andrews, North Carolina, have been besieged with people wanting to know their United Nations status and all of this other baloney that results from this hoax that I am discussing now. The story is entitled, The Spark to Ignite Revolution. It is being widely circulated on the internet. It is purported to have been written by a writer for the Washington Times named John Christian Reiter, spelled R-Y-T-E-R, and was dated November the 11th, 1998, which was a critical date, also being bandied about by Peter Gersten. The story is very long, but you can go to our webpage, click on Directory of Press Releases, and then click on this story, which is Wagging the Dog, and or Behold a White Horse, or Wagging the Dog, and then in the story you will find the link to go to read this whole thing if you want to. Our website is harvest-trust.org, harvest-trust.org, or harvest-trust.org. Here's the first paragraph. This will give you a flavor for what the story has in it. Like I said, it's a long, long story. Report. We have now confirmed reports of multiple armored tanks being brought into the Andrews area and offloaded and taken up federal forestry roads into the mountains. Two trucks carrying tanks were seen arriving at approximately 11:30 p.m., that's 23:30 hours, Wednesday. They were said to have pulled into the federal compound complex here in Andrews, North Carolina. They were gone by morning. Over the last weekend, over 21 C-130s were seen flying over our area. We now have a report of a second federal complex being built a short distance to the south. Photos of everything except the tanks themselves have been taken. Their tracks, however, have been. Roving patrols around the perimeter, fence, road guards with machine guns, and roving patrols in new Chevy Suburbans without any license plates. It is also widely believed that the spraying of chemicals into the air by aircraft is occurring, end quote. Now, nobody else in the world but us checked this story. Nobody. They just get it, they read it, they go, ah! They go off the deep end, jump off the cliff into discredit time, into hoax land, and never attempt to verify, and they pass it on through their fax networks and through email on the internet and bulletin boards and United States mail, and from hand to hand, it has circulated all over the country. Well, it's very simple to check these things. You see, we call the Washington Times. They tell us that no person named John Christian Reiter has ever written anything for them. They never heard of him. His credentials are bogus. We called a plethora of people in Andrews, officials and ordinary citizens, who all tell us that not one word of this story is true. It, like the one being circulated by Art Bell, Richard Hoagland, and Peter Gersten, is a bold-faced lie. Simple as that. You see, someone is trying very hard to divert our attention from the Clinton impeachment proceedings and what was an impending Middle East war which still could be impending. They will use that whenever they need it forever, as long as they can keep it going. And you'll remember that I predicted that war was imminent in the Middle East. You can go to our website and you can see that. It's still there in the directory of press releases. And they're trying to divert our attention to very elaborate but very easily proven hoaxes, which nobody but us ever bothers to check or prove or verify or document or source or anything. It's as if the whole human race has lost their power of reason. There is no common sense anywhere anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And it seems that our schools no longer teach even the base fundamentals of research and investigation ability. Nobody seems to have those skills at all. And if they do, they certainly are not using them. I call it the sheeple factor. Bah. Bah. You know, milling around, eating, bleeding, and manufacturing methane gas. That's what sheeple do. Well, maybe you'll remember the last time President Clinton attempted to go to war in the Middle East. He was stopped by overwhelming public opposition. Well, the war then that was so vehemently opposed by the American people is the same war this time, only this time nobody opposed it. Why do you think that is? Last time, his representatives attempted to justify his Middle East war during a presentation at a prominent American university, but were shouted down and scorned by students who made it clear that they believed the war was racist and they did not want any part of it. They did not approve of it. They did not want the United States to go to war. That was the general feeling all over the country. The reason for the war hasn't changed. Nothing has changed, only this time you did not see that kind of opposition. I wonder why. You see, back then the nation watched this embarrassment on television. Christians also opposed the war. Most of the American people vehemently and vociferously opposed the war, and so it did not happen. To have a war in the Middle East to divert public attention away from impeachment proceedings and scandals surrounding Clinton, most public opposition to the war must be neutralized or destroyed. This time, they were successful. If you want some clues to what it's all about and who is behind it, go to the Art Bell website at http://www.artbell.com/hotlinks.html. Go down the page and click on where it says Hidden Meanings. Next to the date, 11/05/98. When you get to that page, scroll down to Pegasus. Pegasus, and read what it says. Or you can just go to directly there to http://www.hiddenmeanings.com. And go down to Pegasus. But I want you to see the link from Art Bell's website. After you have accomplished that, you may explore the rest of the links on that hiddenmeanings.com site. You'll find it very interesting, I guarantee you. There's enough there to enlighten you as to the philosophy behind this monumental hoax. And when you are finished, go all the way to the bottom of the webpage and check out the very obvious tribute to Art Bell. The purpose, ladies and gentlemen, is clear. The perpetrators are known. It is a counterintelligence operation utilizing psychological warfare with the goal of neutralizing or destroying American opposition to a war against Iraq. The hoax seems prophetic, but as you will see when you visit those pages, it is clearly anti-religion, anti-all religion, as a matter of fact. Designed to make fools of you. I would say us, but I don't fall for these things. Many of you do. Most of you do, as a matter of fact. You see, this hoax is guaranteed to fuel what's called millennium fever, neutralizing and removing all opposition to the war from deeply religious and superstitious people who believe it is all being brought about by the hand of God, as in the book of Revelations, quote, "Behold a white horse," end quote. Pegasus is without any doubt a white horse. And as Richard Hoagland and Art Bell and Peter Gersten are all proclaiming, something's coming. They want you to prepare for the imminent arrival of either the Antichrist or Jesus Christ or whatever Messiah you in particular happen to believe. Been hearing these hoaxes on the Art Bell program for years now, over and over and over again, and it doesn't matter that every one of them turn out to be bogus, turn out to be a hoax, turn out to be a lie. The audience still hangs on every word of the new hoax, and you can bet that some people are going to fly or drive or travel or walk to Sedona, Arizona to be there on December the 7th when whatever is coming doesn't arrive. And they're all going to be standing there with egg on their face, but never mind. They will just claim that they misread the signals and that it will come at some future date. I know. I've been listening to this for years. I know exactly what's going to happen. And it will just be glossed over and forgotten, and they will go on to the next hoax. But something's coming. Great signs in the sky. The Leonid meteor shower. Not too long ago on the Art Bell program, he actually caused a wave of hysteria a la the War of the Worlds to sweep across the world. The world. Remember the night of the great green fireball invasion? And all of the people who lost time in the state of Washington. Remember that? It's just a never-ending constant stream of bullshit. And you see, the public was prepared on the Art Bell broadcast to accept this hoax as fulfillment of prophecy by the presentation of all of the Pegasus material that you'll see on the web pages that I've directed you to on the Art Bell show just days before this hoax was implemented by Bell, Hoagland, and Gersten. You see, the same type intelligence operation happened before President Bush's Operation Desert Storm. But as usual, you weren't paying attention. In fact, years before Desert Storm, Arco Press published a book in advance with the title U.S. Rapid Deployment Forces, which outlined the military's Operation Bright Star, which, according to the book, was a training exercise in the Middle East conducted each year, in which we would send military forces over there, and they trained for a future war in the Middle East, in the desert. The book explained that the war would be caused when a small nation would be invaded by its larger neighbor. It went even further. The small nation named in the book, ladies and gentlemen, was Kuwait. And if you search, you can find this book and verify everything that I've just told you. A videotape was also circulated at about the same time. The title of the videotape was called The Late Great Planet Earth, narrated by guess who? Orson Welles. Here pops Orson Welles again in another hoax, just like the War of the World, which portrayed the Antichrist as coming soon, who would cause a war in the Middle East. It portrayed him in the videotape as a Middle Eastern dictator who wore a uniform, including a beret, and looked exactly like Saddam Hussein. And if you don't believe it, you can get that anywhere still. Get it and watch it. It was to prepare you for it, to begin to build millennium fever toward the end of this millennium, to cause helplessness in all of those who believe that the prophecies of all of these different prophets are coming to pass. And then, if you'll remember, just a few months before the war broke out, six members of an United States Army G2 intelligence unit stationed in Germany went AWOL. That's absent without leave. In fact, they just deserted. They were known, if you will remember, as the Gulf Breeze 6. When caught, they stated that they had seen official government documents which claimed that the Battle of Armageddon and the return of Christ was imminent. Imminent. But first, they said the Antichrist would appear, and they were looking for him. They named a date for the commencement of the Battle of Armageddon, the date later upon which Operation Desert Storm began, ladies and gentlemen, the exact date. They were supposedly arrested, but they weren't really arrested. It was all a game, an intelligence operation. None of them were court-martialed or incarcerated. All of them were given honorable discharges, and now they're operating in the civilian community as change agents for the New World Order, talking about their incident. It is well known, ladies and gentlemen, and the public record shows that Saddam Hussein was a very good friend of George Bush. The record also shows that Saddam Hussein was recruited by George Bush and trained by the Central Intelligence Agency. The record shows that Saddam Hussein was put in power in Iraq by the Central Intelligence Agency. The record also shows that the United States armed and supplied Iraq with arms, ammunition, and the ingredients to manufacture poison gas and weapons of mass destruction. The excuse given for all of this was that we needed an ally in our struggle against Iran. Saddam Hussein asked April Glasby, who was then our ambassador to Iraq, what the reaction of the United States would be if Iraq attacked Kuwait. Glasby replied, and it's on the record that, quote, "It is no concern of the United States. The United States will do nothing," end quote. Glasby later stated that she was instructed to give that specific reply to Saddam Hussein and thus give him the green light to invade Kuwait. This all came out in congressional hearings. It all came out in April Glasby's one and only press conference, after which she has never spoken to anyone. Saddam Hussein was not killed during Operation Desert Storm and indeed was never even a target. Saddam Hussein is playing the role of boogeyman for the proponents of the New Order. Saddam Hussein is reading from a script and acts his part very, very well. You see, the war is contrived, ladies and gentlemen. It was planned to happen long before Saddam Hussein cut off the UN inspection teams. It is only a replay now that the shadow powers are geared up to eliminate their opposition. No embarrassment this time, and there wasn't any. We actually had B-52 bombers in the air loaded with bombs to bomb Iraq when Saddam Hussein once again picked up the script and played his part and pretended to back down. And we turned our planes around, and now supposedly there will be no war until a couple of months from now, or maybe 6 months, when they'll do it all over again when it's necessary to divert the public's attention from something that they don't want us looking at. And it pegs Saddam Hussein, Art Bell, Richard Hoagland, and Peter Gersten as tools of the American intelligence complex, just as I have always told you. The tail, ladies and gentlemen, is wagging the dog. We must oppose any war in the Middle East. What happens in the Middle East is none of our business anyway. Period. It simply is not any of our business. We must oppose war in the Middle East. We must demand that the Congress impeach William Jefferson Clinton and remove him from office. We must demand restoration of constitutional Republican government as guaranteed us by Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution for the United States of America. But above all, we must wake up. If you'd like to read a complete explanation of all of this, that is very clear and very, very illuminating, go to our website and click on Majesty 12. It's one word, not two. Majesty 12. All in capital letters. Click on that and read the whole thing when you get there. Our website is harvest-trust.org. And Tim, if you're listening, I waited for your call all day, cleared my schedule for you, and you never called. So I don't know what's going on with you, but give me a call later. In the meantime, the phones are open. Did any of you see the Leonid meteor shower last night? I walked out in the pitch black darkness just before I went on the air with this broadcast, and there were no meteors at all. But according to what I understand, if we're going to see it in this hemisphere, it will be toward morning. And that's when it was clearest last night. 520-333-4578 is the number. That's 520-333-4578. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper, consider regarding the Art Bell and Richard Hoagland, Peter Gersten hoax. I was listening to the program last week when they had Hoagland on, and they had a caller that called and mentioned that hidden meeting website. That you mentioned the hidden meeting website?
Yes.
I thought it was very odd that Art Bell allowed this caller to mention that website and give the web address at least twice.
Well, that was very important to establish the connection between Pegasus and the white horse of the Book of Revelation.
Right. But, you know, Art Bell has a policy to never allow callers to give websites.
Unless the whole thing is staged, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, that's what I thought a red flag went up in my mind when he allowed this caller just out of nowhere to give this website, because Art Bell won't let you do that.
Yeah, he also has a prominent link from his website directly to that page.
Right. Yeah. I think it's pretty brilliant what I've been hearing from you, Mr. Cooper. You know, a couple months ago, a caller called and mentioned that he had heard that James Collier had died, who made the video.
We heard that also. We were never able to verify it. We don't know if he's dead or alive, but I will tell you this. I was visiting the alt-conspiracy news group today, and yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I saw messages which claimed to be posted by Collier claiming that he's not dead and that it's all news to him.
Well, I'll tell you what. I had received a message from Jim Campbell at Greatacom, his video production company. He had Mr. Campbell guy had emailed me and said that James Collier had indeed passed away.
Well,
this was about a month ago.
All I can tell you is I don't know. I haven't been able to find any confirmation for that whatsoever.
Right. Well, this fellow from Mr. Collier. Collier's Video Company says they're still selling the video for the family, the estate of the family. The Paper Moon video?
Paper Moon, yes.
It's only a Paper Moon. I'd just like to say that Mr. Collier was one heck of a brave American when he was pounding the table for Congress to have these investigations into the Apollo moon missions. He was making quite a noise on the talk radio circuit concerning all the weirdness with the entire Apollo mission. And
well, that's because it was all a scam.
Well, that's what his video purported, and it is quite compelling.
Everything that I have studied tells me the whole thing was a scam. The photographs, the supposed missions, the videotape or the footage of them cavorting on the so-called moon can all be proven fake very easily. Most of it was done, had to be done in a studio. There is no videotape or film in existence that has the latitude to take perfect photographs in space that shows detail and highlights and also in deep shadow, because you're getting direct sunlight from the sun, which is not filtered by any atmosphere. And so it's much more harsh than taking photographs at noon on the Earth, which no photographer can do and still get full detail and highlights and deep shadows with the very best film that we have available to us.
Right. There was a very good program on July 24th.
Oh, and by the way, try it with videotape and see what happens.
Right. They had Richard Hoagland had taken on James Collier in a debate on Art Bell on July 24th of 1997. Mr. Collier put up one heck of a fight with Mr. Hoagland.
Well, Hoagland has since been proven to be totally full of baloney.
And
his lost face, literally.
Yeah, it's just way too weird, this whole thing, and it does seem to be some sort of psychological operation. I'd have to concur with you.
Not only that, but have you been listening to Hoagland on Art Bell? Have you been listening to Art Bell? Have you been reading Peter Gersten's email and stuff? I mean,
I've been following that, and it's so weird.
It sounds like a conversation between mental patients.
It does in a way. All right, Mr. Cooper, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your call. 520-333-4578 is the number. Did anybody see the Leonid meteor shower last night? I'd like to hear what you saw. I was tired. Went to bed, tried to sleep, and tossed and turned most of the night. This thing that this city councilman just came right out of the blue and just confessed that he was a criminal to me when he didn't have to do it just absolutely threw me for a loop. I just couldn't believe that anybody, first, would do such a thing, and second, would just freely, openly admit it as if it doesn't mean anything. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
I need you to talk real loud.
Okay, how's this?
That's much better.
Thank you, sir. It's a great pleasure finding you on this frequency. I thought I would never hear you again, so it's great hearing you. My two questions were, your opinion on Y2K and the computers, and also my second opinion would be, what about the accumulation of precious metals? Thank you very much.
Wait a minute, don't go away. What do you mean by accumulation of precious metals? What are you talking about?
As far as accumulating gold and silver, in your opinion.
You mean for you personally?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I highly recommend it. But I highly recommend staying away from numismatic investments unless you're an expert numismatic collector. Very easy to get taken in that in purchases like that. But if you're purchasing gold and silver coin, which is what we call bullion coin, you're very safe in those purchases if you shop around and get the cheapest, lowest price deal you can find.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And as far as the other thing you asked me about, Y2K? Y2K is a total hoax. There is no big, giant Y2K problem. The only danger presented by Y2K is all of these end-of-the-worlders who are out there causing and building up a tremendous millennium fever and panic that will be associated with this. And so here's what they're hoping is going to happen, is that everybody will just go into a full-blown panic moon and sometime during 1999 run down to their bank and demand to be paid in cash all of their accounts on deposit, which will totally collapse the economic system of the United States, which is debt-based. The cash does not exist. never has existed, cannot exist in such a system, and so it will cause a total economic collapse. There will be a declaration of martial law and total panic and disruption and violence and looting and all that kind of stuff, but it will not be because of any real Y2K problem. It will be because of the stupidity of the American sheeple and sheeple in the rest of the world. The world is already in the midst of a global economic crisis. This is guaranteed to send it over the edge, if people listen to it.
Okay.
You see, there's no need to panic like that. Even if there were a tremendous problem with computers, most computers are not date sensitive where it would cause anything to fail. The only date-sensitive transactions are banking transactions where interest is concerned or where certain things must be started or stopped by a computer on a certain day. Okay? Even if it causes small disruptions or even major disruptions in power systems or whatever kind of systems, train systems or anything else, I guarantee you everything will be fixed and running again within 5 hours of the initial breakdown. And I already happen to know for a fact that most of this so-called Y2K problem has already been fixed.
And my final question, sir, would be, what would be your opinion on the stock market?
Get out of it.
Thank you.
That was my opinion over a year ago. People who listen to me saved a lot of money. Stock market between July and the middle of September crashed 1,900 points. I had predicted it would crash up to 2,500 points. But either way, it crashed. I was wrong on the ultimate number, but I was absolutely correct on the crash. A lot of people who listened to me saved their butts, and those who were smart investors made an awful lot of money in the process. It actually began in May of 1997 when I predicted that the stock market would crash on October the 24th and would go down over 500 points on that day, October 24th, 1997, and it did. I also predicted in May of that year that that crash would signal the beginning of a worldwide economic collapse that would begin in Hong Kong, spread to Japan and throughout Asia, and then to the rest of the world. I was 100% accurate on that. I said that it would take up to maybe a year before it would cause the ripple which resulted in the 1,900-point fall on the New York Stock Exchange. I predicted 2,500 points. It was actually 1,900 points. It still makes me the most accurate person where this was concerned in the entire world. Are you there? He's gone. Okay, thank you for your call. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we got time for maybe one or two more. Good evening, you're on the air.
This is Cooper. This is Kevin in Nevada.
How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Have you ever made a trip over to Boulder Dam, Lake Mead?
Yeah.
And walked around? Have you ever noticed that, on the Nevada side, they've got that one...
the new sculptures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the planets and the saints and the carvings and stuff in the...
Sure.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you've ever noticed that or...
Yeah.
What you make of it.
Oh, it's the symbology of the New World Order and the Masonic Lodge and all of the other mystic organizations and fraternal orders are popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
They actually believe they're going to be successful in bringing about their world utopian slave government.
Yeah, no, last time I was over there about a month or so ago, I was walking around, I just, all of a sudden, I was standing on top of this, and I realized what I was looking at, and I just thought, I'd see if you've ever seen that.
You ever look at the Texaco sign?
The Texaco sign?
Yeah.
With the star?
Well, it's a Tau cross, the T in the star.
Uh-huh.
That's the Texaco star? You know what it represents?
No.
The Rose and Cross. It's a stylized representation of the Rose and Cross. The soul impaled upon the cross of matter.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Well, anyway, enjoy your show. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Okay, I'm sorry. Bill, I was wondering... when the money powers take over, are they going to shut the power down?
I don't know. Why don't you ask them? They're going to do whatever it takes to make the people of the world to submit to their new order.
Yeah.
They'll do whatever it takes. They'll even detonate an atomic bomb in the middle of New York City if they have to in order to disarm the American city citizens and cause everybody to get down on their knees and beg for protection from anything like that ever happening again.
Okay, so we really don't know.
What do you think all this terrorism junk is about?
Yeah.
It's, the CIA, the British intelligence organization, and the Mossad finance every terrorist organization in the world.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure whether to prepare for power outage or whether to not worry about it.
As a responsible person, if you have people depending upon you to make the right decisions, you should be prepared for anything, to any emergency. You shouldn't wait until something catastrophic happens and then turn around and say to your family, oh, gee, I'm sorry, I didn't know this was going to happen, so we're all going to starve.
Right. Now, I've got the food, but I wasn't sure about the power. I've got food and water.
You must be prepared for any catastrophic emergency. Any. Anything you can imagine, you must be prepared for it. And it wouldn't matter. Even if there were no coming New World Order and we were living in a safe and sane world, it is responsible and prudent to take the steps necessary to protect your family in case of a disaster.
I agree. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Well, folks, I think that does it. We're out of time. So, once again, good night. God bless each and every single one of you. You're listening to 98.5 FM Eager.
And now, folks, here's a beautiful song that tells the story of a cowpoke who wandered south of the border one night. And what happened to him? We met by a stream one night in May. Mexico.